This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
It is the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. It's Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email. Get involved in the conversation by all means. Hey, your opinion counts, and we'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. As I've been mentioning, we have had incredible, and I say I'm grateful for the response that we've had regarding the petition to pardon Christian Saucier. If you recall, during the 2016 presidential campaign, then-candidate Trump had brought up that he was aware of Christian Saucier's plight. At the time, he was going through a civil court, not a military court, which is still an enigma to me. I'm not sure how they were able to do this. I'm not an attorney. All I knew is that when I was in the Marine Corps, they said right off the bat, you are now governed by the military court and the military justice, and that's what is going to adjudicate any problems that you have. But evidently, they must have found some way to prosecute him outside of the military court and the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So different standards there. So obviously they went after this young man. As you heard me say earlier, this was something he did that you would say was a rookie mistake. A couple of years in the military, kids take pictures, and he was in a nuclear submarine, took some pictures, forgot about it, having to throw the phone away. He doesn't recall how it happened. I think he was married and got divorced, and maybe some stuff ended up in the trash can, and somebody happened to find it and find these pictures, which is all, you know, a strange story in and of itself. But the other two Navy men who were with him that did the same thing, they got the typical slap on the hand, which is what happens, maybe even a reduction in rank, but life goes on. In this particular case, he was pretty much ushered. I mean, this is 11 years later. We got 13 years total invested in this young man. Career in the Navy was his desire, and now all of a sudden he's been shuffled off. And along the way, of course, all his reviews were excellent. He was teaching. If you recall in the interview that we had with him, he was an instructor, and all of a sudden this comes down and came down on him hard. Spent a year in prison for that. And of course, the comparative is, well, what happened with Hillary? I mean, you know, hers was a high-level mishandling, reckless mishandling is what the FBI director said, James Comey. But in this particular case, you got a kid, took picture, low-level, confidential level type of information, and he spends a year in jail, and it came down hard on him. He's lost his car. It's just really a tough thing. He's on an uphill battle, to say the least. This is one of those things that President Trump should follow up on, that he mentioned on his campaign, and some of the comments that we've received. One gentleman said, President Trump, this is an easy and right thing to do. Pardon this young man who was serving his country and made a mistake while Crooked H and Y runs free and makes millions out of her crime. Give him back his life. And this seems to be the overriding sentiment. Another one says, if your photos were really just confidential, I'm really sad and angry to hear that you got a year in prison for it. I was a security officer in the Air Force. Confidential information is allowed to be sent by first class mail without even a receipt. Mishandling it never results in more than a slap on the wrist. People forget and leave the safe unlocked that contains confidential and secret documents, and we'll get maybe an Article 50. But jail time would still be ridiculous. It would take a much serious offense to be appropriate for jail time, but taking a confidential picture, no way. This is somebody with experience. He says Hillary, on the other hand, mishandled top secret and special access documents routinely for years, including her maid and others who had no clearance. Those kinds of documents are kept in a vault, which has alarms and other protections, and you're required to sign each document's cover sheet when you take it to work with you, so there's a record of who handled it, because the material is so sensitive. Anyway, comments along this line, by all means, I say go to our petition to pardon Christian Saucier, sign it, get it out there, send it to your friends, let's get him pardoned.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's how we roll here, ladies and gentlemen. That's our focus. Get this country back on track. Not only make it great again, but I say we can make it greater by the grace of God. And this is our aim. And I thank you for joining us. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And as I mentioned, for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to, by this next couple of segments here, we're talking with Dan Jones, award-winning historian and best-selling author. And he has delved into something that, I have found most fascinating, and many as well, and that has to do with the Knights of the Templar. Jerusalem 1119, a small group of knights seeking a purpose in the violent aftermath of the First Crusade, decide to set up a new order. Now, these are the first Knights of Templar. You may have heard that before, and maybe didn't even realize that there are origination goes back to the Crusades. Now, they were a band of elite warriors prepared to give their lives to protect Christian pilgrims to the Holy Land. Now, over the next 200 years, the Templars would become the most powerful religious order of the medieval world. Now, protected by the Pope, sworn to strict personal vows of celibacy, obedience, and poverty, the Templars soon accrued vast fame and wealth. At the height of their power, they financed wars, lent money to kings, and annihilated those who threatened their interests. They were experts at channeling money across borders, immune from taxation and beyond the control of kings. They were the first elite special forces and the first global bankers able to accept deposits in London or Paris for remittance in Spain or Jerusalem. So needless to say, it is quite a rich history, and we're going to talk about Dan Jones' brand new book, The Templars, The Rise and Spectacular Fall of God's Holy Warriors. Dan Jones, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Great pleasure talking to you, Bill.
Well, great to be talking to you. A lot of mystery around the Templars that has enjoyed lasting popularity. Why is that?
Well, I think the Templars weren't just mysterious and alluring in their day. In our day, and of course they are. You know, anyone who's seen the Da Vinci Code, who's played the computer game Assassin's Creed, who's read Sir Walter Scott's Ivanhoe, you'll have encountered the Templars in fiction. And as mysterious guardians of some great secret of the church or of the Holy Grail or whatever. But that all goes back not just a matter of decades. That goes back right to the time when the Templars were around. I'm talking 800 years. 800 years ago, the King Arthur stories, like the James Bond movies of their day, had had the Templars written into them as guardians of the Holy Grail. They were the paragons of Christian knighthood. They were supposed to be the shining example of what it could be to be a warrior as well as a man of God. And so people right back at the beginning of this history were already starting to add mystery and mystique and mythology to the Templars. And that's something that's carried on over 8 centuries from the Holy Land to here today.
Mm-hmm. And of course, all this is leading up when we take a look at the history. A&E Studios and the History Channel is doing a special that you're involved with as a historical consultant, right, Dan?
Yeah, that's right. There's a big new show that A&E Studios History Channel have created called Nightfall, which is all about the stories of the Knights Templar. And I was very privileged and fortunate to help them out with the production of that, so serving as their historical consultant, yeah.
Was there also, you know, in terms of the myth of the Templars and maybe the hope that there would be these godly men that had supernatural powers involved in their, in their abilities?
Yeah, I mean, the Templars were back in the time 800 years ago when they were around. There was something inherently mysterious and mythical and superheroic, if you like, in the whole being. You know, they were set up in Jerusalem just after the First Crusade, as you said in your introduction, and they were given a home by the Christian king of Jerusalem, Baldwin II, on the Temple Mount, in what was at one time the Al-Aqsa Mosque, but which had become the Christians' royal palace, and which they identified with the Temple of Solomon, which, if you think to the Book of Kings in the Old Testament, is described in such amazing detail, the building of this extraordinary temple. And it was from that that they got their name, the Order of the Poor Knights of the Temple of Solomon, or the Templars for short. So within their brand identity, which is what we'd call it today, you know, backed up, they had this name, the Templars. They also wore this iconic uniform, the white robes modeled on those of Cistercian monks, emblazoned with a red cross, which symbolized the blood Christ had shed, which symbolized the blood that they would shed in defense of the Christian realms.
Yeah. You talk about the ultimate mission from God is what the Templars felt they were. What do you think the Templars would say today? Just like anything, you know, the myths, the legend, the stories abound. You have groups, as you mentioned, they're, depicted in video games. You've got special forces, Hollywood, Mexican drug cartels, any sort of groups wanting to associate and claim some sort of kinship with the Templars.
Yeah, I think the Templars would probably, although the world would naturally be very strange to anyone transported 800 years forward, I think the Templars would see a lot in the world today that they, in its basic forms, they recognized. So the Templars sprung out, let's take an example. The Templars sprung out of the Crusades, a war that started as a fracture between Sunni Islam and Shia Islam. Think about Saudi Arabia versus Iran today, into which the West, i.e. the Christian West, sent military intervention, thousands of troops over many, many years. And it started off as a very positive idea, something that was very successful. And then they got bogged down. The war dragged on endlessly. Many, many men were sent from the West and didn't come back. They couldn't go forward in the war, and neither could they retreat. They got stuck in the politics of the Middle East. I think the Templars today would recognize some elements of that in what's going on in the Middle East still. The Templars were involved in global finance. The Templars had an enormous property network. They negotiated tax breaks with individual governments. They were protected with sweeping tax breaks by the Pope. They were able to move money very quickly and efficiently across borders. They were able to lend money. They were an organization which became richer than some governments, that could certainly influence foreign policy and government policy. That's something that I think we would recognize in the world today. If you think about the rise of new media companies out of Silicon Valley and the way that they're changing and shaping the world, then that was going on in the Middle Ages as well.
Well, at a time when I guess the world needed, a voice or some, definitive leadership. Here they are. They go and take on, an ancient conflict such as the Sunni and Shia, which here we are, 1,000-plus years later, we're still contending with that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt. Go ahead. Well, we're going to take a short break here, Dan. So when we come back, we'll pick it up from there. Dan Jones is our guest. We're talking about his brand new book, The Templars, The Rise and Spectacular Fall of God's Holy Warriors. Good stuff here from Dan Jones. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after the break. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I ended up being involved in really complex cases. By being there, it gave me kind of an interesting view of the world that maybe most people don't see, because I'm always on the other side of a table against a corporation that's created a pharmaceutical that's killing people, or a corporation that's polluting our waterways or our air knowingly, or a Wall Street entity that's stealing from mom and pop. So I always see that part of the story, and I collect the documents, and I take the depositions, and I try the cases. And in there, most of these books that I write kind of write themselves, because they're all based on actual events, actual cases that I handle.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Diga Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Smartphone and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
And just like that, you just never know. In over 280 markets across this country, around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Our conversation with Dan Jones continues. A little bit of the background. Yeah, you've heard his name, and probably for those of you that follow Dan, very celebrated, best-selling author of The Plantagenets, The Warrior Kings, The Queen Who Made England, a New York Times bestseller, War of the Roses, which charts the story and fall of the Plantagenets, and The Improbable Rise of the Tudors, Magna Carta, The Birth of Liberty, Summer of Blood. He wrote and presented the popular Netflix series Secrets of Great Britain. Castles appeared alongside George R.R. Martin in the official HBO film exploring the real history behind Game of Thrones. Also, the historical consultant to Nightfall, a major new production from A&E Studios, and the History Channel on the Legend of the Templars, produced by Jeremy Renner, and due to air this winter. But today he presents to us his new book, The Templars, The Rise and Spectacular Fall of God's Holy Warriors. Dan, why was this book on your to-do list? It almost seems like a bit of a bucket list kind of deal here.
Yeah, you know what? I'd always wanted to write about the Templars because this is just one of those subjects that I think, although it's rooted in the Middle Ages, which is what I studied for 15 years, written about for 15 years, it's also a subject that really crosses boundaries. And I think that if you mention the Templars to anyone with even the most passing interest in history, there's an image that flashes into their minds of, you know, the guy in the white robes with the red cross, the kind of elite warrior, the mysterious agent of the kind of the church militant. And I think that it's something that's really worth exploring, both because the myth is so powerful, but also because the real history, which is what I found writing this book, is incredible. It's totally incredible. It's this story that that is in itself just an amazing charge through 200 years of the Crusades, but also something with themes that really still speak to us today.
Exactly. A lot of relevance here. The fall of the Templars was swift and unexpected. And as you say, Dan, the myth is so rich that many people today say the Templars still exist. They are some underground power.
Well, people found it very hard to believe that the Templars were shut down with the speed with which they were, because in the early 14th century, they fell foul of a king of France who decided to lead an effort to round the Templars up personally, torture them, put them on trial, accuse them of grotesque crimes against the church, and have the order shut down. He wanted to confiscate their wealth, which he didn't quite manage to do, but nevertheless, in 1312, the order was formally abolished by the Pope. But people have found it very hard to believe that the order could have just disappeared like that, particularly when it was so wealthy, particularly when it had been so powerful. I mean, we know this sort of thing does happen, because if you cast your mind back to 2008, I'm sure you and your listeners will remember Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers disappearing.
Yes, just exactly.
In the blink of an eye. It's possible. Mm-hmm. It happened. But the Templars were so famous and so wealthy, and they had so much mystique around them, that people still believe that they're either they're hiding in the shadows, still controlling the world, that they hid some sort of mysterious treasure, be that holy relics, be that wealth on some far-flung location, that they turned themselves into a different organization, the Order of Christ, let's say, or the Freemasons.
Freemasons, exactly, yeah.
Then you're under a new brand. Now, none of that really stands up to historical scrutiny. Mm-hmm. However, it's all out there, and it keeps people thinking about the Templars, thinking about what they were, and thinking about what this organization can teach us today.
Mm-hmm. And maybe in part, maybe there's some desire. Like you say, you've got man of God led by, a spiritual morality. Even though there was funding to take place, I mean, it's not that God is all about money, but that is the economy of this world, is finances. So you got to make some things happen. And maybe there's that desire that there is, we talk about deep states here in this country. Maybe there's a deep state that is controlled by the Templars operating globally.
Well, I think the idea that, the idea of the Templars when they were first set up was incredibly attractive and incredibly alluring, and people instinctively the move towards it, because it combines two timeless types of human activity. On the one hand, these were elite warriors. As I said, they're like the SAS, the Navy SEALs, the French Foreign Legion. They were the ultimate warriors of their day, highly trained, highly skilled, highly diligent, highly adept to fighting on all terrain, mountains, amphibious warfare, urban warfare. They were the elite warriors. On the other hand, they were to reject all the sort of the worldly corruptions of being a warrior, of being a wealthy knight. And they were to be principled men of religion who prayed all day, every day, who didn't indulge in fine foods or sexual licentiousness or blasphemy, who lived lives sworn to poverty, chastity, and obedience. They were sort of like monks, and they were like knights. And the idea that you could combine the warrior and the religious man was so powerful at that time. And I think that a lot of people are still drawn to it today. They say, hey, look, we know that warfare is going to be an inevitable part of human existence, but we want our warriors to have some tested and proven moral code as well.
Mm-hmm. So how did these poor fellow soldiers of Christ, as you say, you know, find themselves among the richest in the world?
Partly it's all down to the popularity I've just described. You know, the order was set up in 1119, 1120. 10 years later, they'd gained the approval of the King of Jerusalem, the Pope, many, many of the most powerful kings, queens, noblemen, archbishops of the Christian West. And the way they did that would also seem quite familiar today. They basically went and pitched, just like anyone raising money for a business would do today. You go and raise capital, you go and raise investment. They went around to the richest people in the world and said, hey, we've got this idea. We're going to protect Christian pilgrims. We're going to protect Jerusalem. We're going to be a standing army to fight God's war. We need your support. How do they get that support? They got it through donations of money, through people's volunteering to go join the fight, through people giving them land, through people giving them tax breaks, through people giving them, and this goes from kings and queens giving them huge landed estates or even part shares in their kingdom, to ordinary people giving whatever they had, you know, giving tiny amounts, a few pence, giving their clothes, literally the clothes off the back, their animals, shares in like a vineyard, a tiny bit of property, whatever they could spare.
Any kind of asset they could get their hands on.
Yes, they gave. You know, it's crowdfunding. It's like if you take 100,000 tiny amounts, $100,000 bills.
I was going to say, Dan, you imagine with today's social media being what it is, what the Templars would do?
I mean, but even more than that, imagine how amazing it was to do this before social media, to go crowdfund an organization in the 12th century. That's a pretty incredible thing to do.
Yeah, it really is. The former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon has connected, and I thought this was interesting, the destruction of the Knights of the Templar to the spiritual decline of the West. What is the rationale behind such a claim that he made?
Well, this comes out of some reporting that was done by Joshua Green, who wrote a book about President Trump and Steve Bannon, which came out a few months ago. And I was really interested when I read this, because it said that Steve Bannon, who whatever you think about his politics, is certainly a self-educated, widely read American. Mm-hmm. And Steve Bannon, according to Green's reporting, when he was younger, read the works of René Guénon, a French writer who'd really tied together the decline or the change in human history to the moment that the Templars were destroyed in 1312. He thought this was a moment when East and West ceased to be linked, so the ideas ceased to travel so well between the two, and when the rise of the state just steamrolled other organizations before it, and we had this very dangerous rise of an overbearing state, in this case represented by France, but you know, we all, I think, have concerns about the reach and the power of the state today in many countries across the world, including the United States.
You know, without a doubt, and what Steve is proposing here is the Knights of the Templar held some balance of power and boundaries during that period of time, and of course we know no void shall exist. Dan Jones, thank you. Congratulations on the book, Templars, Rise, Spectacular Fall of God, Bully Warriors. It'll be linked on our website, available at all the usual places. Dan, thank you so much.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. And for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. You know, it's no surprise these days that eating right is key if you want to maximize your potential. Along with eating a diet full of healthy fats, organic vegetables, and grass-fed meat, coffee also offers nutrients that are essential to a healthy routine. It may be a brood awakening for some, but not only is it part of iconic America, coffee can actually be good for you. Now, Dave Asprey joins us. He's an entrepreneur, author, and founder and CEO of Bulletproof 360. Dave, good to have you with us. I have my cup of coffee nearby as well, by the way, just for full disclosure purposes, you know.
Well, I think most people listening right now have their cup of coffee nearby, too, so we're in good company.
Okay, great. Well, you're known as the biohacking expert and entrepreneur, and you're living proof of the value of managing your own biology using nutritional techniques. So, you know, I think some people might be surprised that the average coffee drinker has 3.1. I don't know who does this, you know, who kind of comes up with these numbers, but hey, nonetheless, it's interesting. 3.1 cups of coffee per day, or 70 gallons a year. Well, that's enough to fill a bathtub, I guess, isn't it?
It is enough to fill a bathtub, and it matters what kind of coffee you drink. What I found was I had to quit drinking coffee because I was getting a jitter and a crash from it. And when I realized I didn't want to give up the one of the loves of my life, coffee, I came up with a new way to make coffee that didn't have the jitter and crash. And one of the things we do is we make a special bean in the Bulletproof coffee. And then we add butter instead of milk, and something called brain octane oil. So you end up not having sugar and chemicals and weird stuff in your coffee. It can replace breakfast. And we just launched the ready-to-drink cold brew line at Whole Foods Market. You can take it with you and actually have the right coffee with you at your desk or at the gym or anywhere you want to have a snack.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, this brain-boosting diet, you know, has helped change your life. I mean, I've been pretty fortunate, all things considered, Dave. To be honest with you, I haven't run into too much of the jitters. It's rare that I do, but when it happens, I don't care for it.
It really feels unpleasant, and a lot of people think it's the caffeine, but they handle other things with caffeine in them. It turns out that most of the world has regulations to block coffee toxins, but the U.S. doesn't. So we get coffee that's rejected from China or Japan, and that can cause jitters and crankiness. So the quality of your coffee really matters. But when you do it this way, with grass-fed butter instead of milk, and brain octane oil without sugar and all the other stuff that people oftentimes put in their coffee, you realize that your food cravings go down and your brain turns on. So you have this mental focus that you probably didn't have before. I've lost 100 pounds of fat, but I turn my brain on, and it's really changed my life, and it's made me a better entrepreneur, a better dad. Just the stable energy changed everything for me.
Well, there's nothing like having a clear mind and brain operating in your favor. I mean, all things considered, with all the things that we're dealing with these days. So how long have you been on this formula?
I've been on this formula for about 10 years and continuously improving it the whole time. And it's part of the whole Bulletproof diet, the whole Bulletproof lifestyle. But everyone listening has the ability to do something every day that gives them a little bit more energy or gives them a little bit more control so their body does what they want it to do. And Bulletproof coffee is a great way to get started because you feel it the first day.
Yeah, exactly. Like you say, we all love to have our coffee, and if we're having nutritional coffee and it's doing what you're saying it's doing, I mean, why not start the day off with a leg up, right?
It'll save you some time, and last year there were 100 million cups of Bulletproof coffee out there, so it's working. People are talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about it right now, and you've intrigued us here. So again, remind us, how do we get our hands on Bulletproof coffee?
Head on over to Bulletproof.com or go to Whole Foods to pick up the new Bulletproof ready-to-drink cold brew line, which is really convenient.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm on my way. But before we do, let's finish talking here and talk about biohacking and how it's helped your body function more efficiently, Dave.
Biohacking is the art and science of changing the environment around you and inside of you so that your body is what you want. And that means that if what you want is more energy after your long commute home, you got that, or you want to go do something athletic, or you just want your brain to work. All these things are possible. So what can you change? Just a little bit today. It gives you a lot more energy so you can do the things that matter most. And biohacking has allowed me to do these things, and I teach people how to do this on the Bulletproof website.
Now, you say there are five changes, and you say these are the top five changes that people should make in their diet. Explain that.
One of the most important things you can do is stop doing the things that make you weak. And this means sugar, chemicals, bad fats, and things like that. When you do that, that makes a huge difference because instead of trying to get stronger, you just stop doing the things that are wasting your energy. And the next thing you do is you add high-quality, undamaged fats to your diet. Then you add more vegetables to your diet. A lot of us just don't eat enough vegetables. And you minimize, you don't have to eliminate, but you lower your carbohydrates. And all of a sudden what you find is you're feeling amazing all the time. And the other things you can do is you can improve the quality of your sleep. And there's a few things on the website that are really easy to do that can just give you a ton more energy. And when you do that, it's like having a new phone where the battery lasts all day long instead of dying at 2 in the afternoon the way most of us do without the right support.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I think many of us, and probably a predominant number of people, if they were honest with themselves, and even if they want to lie to themselves, realize that, you know, we get the late afternoon blues after around 2:30, 3 o'clock, but we start to fade.
A lot of times that fading in the afternoon comes from what you did at lunch or even what you did at breakfast. When you eliminate the stuff that makes you weak, like those toxins in coffee or that chemical-laden croissant thing you're eating, whatever it is, you got to find what that is and remove it from your life because we all have way more energy inside of us than we really know about. And when you can tap into that a little bit, it really does let you do more of what's important. And for a lot of people, it's relationships, it's their families, or it's their career, or it's just their passion. And if you're tired all the time, you're not going to do any of those to the full extent of your ability. And I just really make my company take off, but it's just made me a better person to have enough energy.
Yeah, for a number of years, I've had that plus or minus axiom that I've lived by. Does it add or take away? You know, and as you say, it could be relationships, it could be food, it could be any number of things that stimulate us, bad or good. Does it add or take away? So I like your approach on this, Dave, because I think that's very, you know, it's very holistic. And I guess I'm at that age. It's, you know, my mother and I, she's 93 now, and wow. Bless her heart. You know, just it's still a quarter past cranky, so I know she's doing well. Our philosophy is, look at, if it makes you feel better, you know, I mean, we've eliminated foods and certain things in our lives just because it doesn't work for us anymore. You know, you might be that sugary croissant or a donut, you know, every once in a while you get that craving and you just go, and then you have it, you go, I knew this was going to happen. So, you know, it's like a buyer beware here. But the other thing too, Dave, what you're suggesting is that some of this is a process that maybe for some people, you know, certain things might affect them more than other people, right?
Different people have different genetics, different strengths and weaknesses. And part of my recommendations on Bulletproof.com, I teach people how to find the stuff that's your kryptonite that might be okay for the person next to you. But we're not all the same. And it's
right.
Not fair to say this one food is good for everyone because we're all different people. And just honoring that means that you can have more of that power that makes you. And there are some core things that work for everyone, like getting more of the right kinds of fat. Like using drinks high in antioxidants, things like coffee or tea and things like that are really important.
What are the latest trends in coffee? This will be the last question, then I'm going to have you wrap it up and tell us the big takeaway here. We've got about 40 seconds left here, Dave.
All right. One of the biggest trends in coffee right now is cold brew coffee. The idea that you can get your coffee ready to drink, you can take it with you, and you don't have to just drink it when it's hot. That's one of the reasons we came out with the new Bulletproof ready-to-drink cold brew line.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the big takeaway for us in terms of remembering where to go to get more information and all that good stuff, I'm on my way to Whole Foods right now. I got to get some Bulletproof coffee into me.
Awesome. Head on over to Bulletproof.com to learn everything or pick it up at Whole Foods Market.
Well, Dave Asprey has been with us, founder and CEO of Bulletproof 360, a high-performance coffee and food company, and creator of the widely popular Bulletproof coffee. David, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The rules of business are changing, and women entrepreneurs are at the forefront of the transformation. According to the 2017 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, more than two-thirds of female entrepreneurs believe women will match or exceed men in holding C-suite or executive roles. Furthermore, a majority of women entrepreneurs believe women will achieve pay equality with men over the next two decades and anticipate that paid maternity leave policies will expand into at least 25 states. Sharon Miller, head of small business, Bank of America.
As I meet with women entrepreneurs across the country, I'm constantly struck by their unwavering resilience and optimism. These women are working for a brighter future, one that includes equal pay, work-life balance, and greater support for their families. Their insights about equality in the workplace bode incredibly well for the entire small business community.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters. Starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems, Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Bob Waliszewski joins us now, focused on the families, director of media culture, and also director of the very popular Plugged In website. Just go to PluggedIn.com. That way you can find out in advance, because we always need to have advanced knowledge, especially when you consider how much money we spend at movies today. I want to make sure the movies that we're attending are family-friendly and as publicized. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. Happy Monday.
Hey, it is. I'm in Hotlanta today, and through tomorrow. Yeah, we're here for the red carpet premiere. I know you do this all the time because you're the big Haza Gaza, but somehow I guess your invitation got to me instead of you. But I'm here to enjoy the red carpet premiere of A Question of Faith. What an exceptional movie, Bob. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, oh, I've seen it. Yeah. In fact, it is the movie that I chose for this week's recorded version. So I can honestly say that I shed a few tears toward the end, which means the movie grabbed me on an emotional level.
I was a basket case. Are you kidding me? You waited till the end? Oh my goodness.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm supposed to, when the boy steps off the curb and he gets hit and dies, yeah, I'm supposed to cry there. But I I'm just still trying to, I'm in a state of shock. Did he make it? Mm. Did he not make it? You know, that kind of thing. So
exactly.
Anyway. Listeners, if you're looking for something this weekend, since we're talking movies, it's on 200 theaters across the Bill Martinez land, which means a whole lot of our listeners can see it, but it's not everywhere. It's not like a Star Wars movie where you basically just show up at any theater and it's going to be playing. It's not one of those. Check your local listings, but it is it's worth checking out.
Yeah, without a doubt. As one gal explained to me the other day on this, Bob, said that, you know, sometimes you go, particularly to Christian movies, and you're just not sure what kind of expectation to hold. I maintain, as you do, is that, if we're doing something to honor and glorify God, it should be the very best. And it's only been in recent years with the talents of the Kendrick Brothers and other movie houses, and certainly, what this production company did, a lot of the filming done here in
Atlanta, by the way, and the cast. I mean, T.C. Stallings, who you know, and yep. I know we've talked with many times. Just a great and exceptional actor. He's extraordinary. Jackie Velasquez is in the movie. Kim Fields, Richard Wait. Jones. Yeah, exactly. Really well done. Really well done. So it is all there. It's got race relations. It's got anger, bitterness, and unforgiveness, texting, so a lot of messages, brought into this movie, and they do it very
organ
economically.
Donation. Organ donation
as well.
Was another yeah. big theme for this film. And of films that we're
yes.
trying to plug, I want to shamelessly, maybe shamefully, mm-hmm. plug Focus on the Family's partnership movie ourselves called Mully coming
yes.
out. I know you've
right.
been talking about it, but
right.
Just from my perspective, and I know I'm supposed to be biased. It's a plugged in, it's a Focus on the Family film. I have to say good things. No, I take that off the plate just for a minute.
Oh, no.
Did I like it? Honestly,
yes.
I've seen it
right.
three times. I thought it's mm-hmm. incredibly encouraging, inspiring. Here's a young boy whose parents abandoned him when he was 6 years of age. He wakes up in his hovel in Kenya, and his parents are gone. He then, till age 16, has to beg and borrow and scrounge for food. Yeah, goes to the big
yeah.
city in Nairobi when he's in his late teens, starts knocking on doors in the wealthier part of Nairobi. It was 50 miles away, by the way, and he has to walk barefoot. Day one is a bust. Day two's a bust. Day three looks like it's going to be a bust when he knocks on a door and an Indian woman opens the door and he says, "Do you have any work for me?" And she takes a risk on him, hires him to be a dishwasher and a gardener. And that began his financial success. Then he becomes, he saves some money. He starts a taxi business, a tire, oil and gas business, insurance, real estate. He becomes a millionaire. And then
exactly.
one day in his nice Mercedes, he's out 4 hours in his car for this ride. He feels the Lord telling him, "I want you. You're in a new business. You're to be working with the poor and the orphans, just like you were." And
yeah.
he sells everything. And Mully is that story. And it's I want to be like Mully. That's what I want to be. His name is Dr. Charles Mully. I want to
yeah.
be like him. He's just a man that I've gotten to meet, got to interview, and there's just certain people that in life where you just kind of say, their walk in Christ is different than mine in a much positive way, and I want to move in that direction, and Dr. Charles Mully is that for me.
Yeah, I've had a chance to talk with Dr. Mully as well, and what a precious man of God. And what makes him this way is that he's lived on purpose. I mean, he went through the process. God used his poverty, and people need to understand, to be thrown out in the street as a young kid, this was all part and parcel. This is the culture. I mean, you got hundreds of kids running around like this, and that's what Mully, what God opened Mully's eyes to see. It's like, hey, you got yours, you've done well, you and your family. And then next thing you know, he's bringing people into the household. And
yeah.
I mean, hundreds of kids coming in there. Probably the family members going, "Hey, what happened? I used to get a full bowl of oatmeal here. Now I got to share it with you."
And now I got some other kid jumping on my bed in the room, and I don't even know this person yet. Yeah, there were some. And what I like about Mully is you kind of get warts and all. I mean,
yes.
you get the fact that his kids will honestly tell you on the screen, they were not excited about Dad's decision to do that. His
yeah.
wife seemed to be on board, but he didn't talk to her about it ahead of time. Not the way I'd want to make a major decision in my own marriage. Yet
yeah.
all these warts and everything came around, and the movie shows it all. And again, I just find it really, really encouraging. By the way, it's October 3rd. 4th mm-hmm. and 5th, next Tuesday, Wednesday,
yeah.
and Thursday, Fathom event only, probably again, a question of faith. It's not going to be in every theater in America. It's going to be in a lot of theaters, but check your local listings.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to bring your neighbors, bring your kids to this. This is this is really well done. Again, one of those movies that where you go in and your expectations are far and away exceeded. You love the storyline, and whenever you can get your family in front of a movie like this that you don't have to explain a whole lot. You know, it is right there that anybody at any age can pick up on the storyline and understand, you know, what is happening here, because this is, you know, this is life, and not life as we know here in, you know, in America, where somebody would take a knee. I mean, this is somebody that would take two knees and look to God
in
for an answer.
In a prayerful pose, not in a
prayerful pose. Not,
yeah.
Exactly. And also, the other thing, too, that focus, since we're, you know, we'll give the highlight to Focus on the Family, very much behind on Bring Your Bible to School Day this week, right?
Yeah, and I believe that's coming up next Thursday, October 5th. I think that's the day. So what is that real, in a nutshell? It's not that kids can't bring their Bible any day of the year, but it's Focus on the Family reminding high schoolers and middle schoolers that they actually have a right to carry a book such as the Bible to their schools, and we encourage them to do it on that day. And when other classmates go, hey, what are you carrying the Bible for? It might open incredible doors. We've seen it in the past. This is not our very first Bring Your Bible to School Day. I can't remember. This is probably our 10th or so. It's been very effective in the past. It's a growing movement. It's kind of like See at the Poll. You know, people every year more and more start to bring their Bibles. They know it's coming. They're looking forward to it. They're telling their friends, hey, you love the Lord. Let's all bring our Bibles. And I think it's a great movement.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, See at the Poll where people go and see if little Johnny's going to stick his tongue on the pole. That's not what that's about, okay? That's a different type of deal. Okay. And
pray around the flagpole.
Yep, exactly. You pray around the flagpole, and God knows, and the fact of the matter is, America knows, if we ever needed prayer and focus, it is now with all this contention that's going on. And Bring Your Bible to School Day, you're exactly right, next Thursday, October the 5th. And that's the thing, Bob, a lot of it, you know, we have rights, but the perception is that you're not allowed to bring your Bible to school. Even some teachers and administrators are misinformed on that, and they are a bit surprised because the movement has been so anti-Christian that anything that would look like you know, a Bible or anything that would be spiritual, the default mindset is that it's not allowed, but that's not true.
Well, yeah, for instance, in a classroom, and then I want to hit one movie here real quick that came out last weekend, but in a classroom, some teachers believe that if a student asks a question, let's say it's a civics class, and says, you know, how does, you know, Christianity play into this, you know, part of history or something like that, that a teacher would have to go, oh, Christianity, oh, we can't discuss that, I'm sorry, and whatever. But if a student asks a question in a classroom, a teacher has the right to answer it. Now, if a teacher takes the initiative and does it in a proselytizing manner, that is illegal. I get that.
Yes, right, exactly.
But I want teachers who may be listening, they're probably in their classroom right now, but to know that they really do have the right to answer questions of students when it comes in the classroom. Okay, real quick, and I bet we have about 2 minutes.
We're down to seconds, Bubba. Try 35 seconds.
The Lego Movie that came out last weekend, it came in number 3. It's actually a bright spot in a very dark month of September where there wasn't hardly any family-friendly fare. We did mention that we've got one this weekend, A Question of Faith. We've also got the Lego Movie that came out last weekend. Check it out if you're looking for something to take your kids to.
There it is. Have a good time. Check out PluggedIn.com, Focus on the Family's celebrated website as well. Bob Waliszewski, Director of Media and Culture at Plugged In. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's